Hello, I'm Justin Chappell, manager over Northwest Operations at Continental Underwriters here in beautiful Bend, Oregon. In today's podcast, I want to go over a topic that frequently comes up when we are underwriting forest product manufacturers. When we talk about thermographic imaging, oftentimes insurance brokers are unfamiliar with what thermographic imaging is and what purpose it serves. For some markets, they require annual thermoscans to be completed as a binding condition. Others embed this service in their service plan depending on qualifying criteria. So, what is a thermographic camera and what makes it so special? Well, the thermographic camera looks very similar to a handheld video recorder. However, it differs in that it can take both stationary pictures as well as heat-sensitive pictures that the thermographic contractor can interpret to detect trouble spots. So, why is thermographic scan so important then? Wood production facilities are constantly being pushed for more production and greater efficiency. In order to reach their goals, wood manufacturing plants need to be running continuously. Companies cannot afford costly breakdowns and wasted time. If only there was a way for maintenance staff to see when components were about to fail, so that they could decide the best time to take corrective action. Well, fortunately there is, and that's thermographic imaging. It's one of the best ways plant managers can ensure that their plants are being adequately protected against risks, many of which are invisible to the naked eye. This is especially true if the maintenance plant is greater than 25 years old, has multiple additions, or has areas of deferred maintenance. High voltage equipment, low voltage cabinets, motors, pumps, and high temperature equipment can all be controlled by the use of thermographic imaging. Aside from production loss, there is a great risk of fire with a poorly managed electrical system. As insurance professionals, this is an area that needs constant vigilance. A trained thermographer looks to see if there are any hot spots in the electrical system that, if left unchecked, could result in connectors melting or even sparking. When electrical circuits begin to spark, this has disastrous consequences to sawmills and other wood manufacturing facilities because of the presence of sawdust in the manufacturing plant. Mill fires can quickly overwhelm sprinkler systems, resulting in total losses, down production time, smoke and water damage, as well as the potential loss of human life, all make mitigating the electrical fire exposure a key priority. I have seen firsthand the total loss that occurs when an electrical fire burns through a plant. Several years ago, I was in Michigan walking through the charred remains of a family-owned sawmill that had been in business for decades. The electrical fire occurred early one Saturday morning, and before the fire department could respond, it had ripped through the plant. It had been a couple of months since the event had occurred, and I remember the look of frustration on the owner's face as he described how they had been doing everything right. They were using a formal welding program, they regularly cleaned up and disposed of sawdust, and they had a properly operating sprinkler system. The thought that an invisible threat had been lurking in his walls was confounding. For these reasons, we feel that if you have a wood manufacturing facility on your books, that having a frank discussion about thermographic scans is important. This is true whether or not it is required by the carrier. The last thing you want to find out is that one of your accounts has had an electrical fire and that there was something you could have done to prevent the loss. Well, this concludes this podcast. It's been a pleasure talking with you all today. If you have any questions or would like to discuss thermographic imaging or any other topic with us, you can reach us at 804-643-7800. I can be reached directly at 541-604-1810 or by email at justin@contund.com. Thank you, and have a great day.